In Jesus' name, you may never have felt as discouraged as David, Psalm 142, just read, when he was in the cave, or maybe you have. You may never have had your spirit grow faint within you. Sounds like depression to me, as David. Or maybe you have. You may never have thought that no one has concern for you or regards you as David. Or maybe you have. You may never have believed that no one really cares whether you live or die as David. Or maybe you have. You may never have been in desperate need or been pursued by enemies, external or internal, or been in prison, although there are many prisons of body and soul, as David. Or maybe you have. Have you? I have. And I bet a few of you, some of you, many of you, most of you, have also. Arthur Weiser suggests, no matter how we may picture to ourselves the external circumstances of the psalmist, it is his affliction of soul and his attitude of mind which give the psalm its distinctive character, and these features can fairly clearly be recognized. Discouragement, spirit growing faint, nobody cares about me, who cares really if I live or die, I'm in desperate need, I'm imprisoned. Shining through the gloom and pointing to the skies, the Holy Spirit who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies, a small refrain in David's soul, a small voice on his lips, growing ever louder, I cry to you, O Lord, I say to you, you are my refuge. David, by the power of the Spirit, clings to God, and God clings to us, holds us closely, tightly, firmly, lovingly. You are my refuge. You are my refuge. You are my refuge. But the refuge does not end in God. The psalmist's hope, the righteous shall gather around me. God is the refuge and gives the further gift, the community. David is no longer isolated, no longer alone, no longer apart from humankind. He is connected with others, even as the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. Not a bad text on a day when we dedicate the new facilities of a counseling center. Amen.